Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Here comes the big dog. The big dog, Roman Reigns. The big dog. And we kick off Monday Night Raw live tonight in Phoenix, Arizona with the big dog.
I mean, you're just going to replace me.
Shut up!
To have a buzzer.
And it's Greg DeMarco.
Because it's my show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome!
What is up, everybody? We are live. It is me, Greg DeMarco, and this is the Greg DeMarco Show. If you're listening live on Tuesday, that means you are a patron and you're supporting us, and we do appreciate you for doing that. You can go to patreon.com/thechairshot and sign up. If you're not listening on Tuesday, just $5 will get you the live recording of this show and so much other stuff. You've got exclusive articles, exclusive podcasts, including the hashtag Miranda Show, which those of you listening live will get to hear the recording of. I can't really say that you get bonus, like stuff that you wouldn't normally hear, because I don't edit the shows. I just cut them in half. So I ain't got time for that other stuff. And I ain't got time to find the soundbite, because we've got a lot of stuff to get done here today. You can follow me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. You can also follow me on the Facebook and the Instagram at the same thing. You can follow the website at TheChairShot.com on all of those forms of social media as well. But we're going to keep things rolling on forward, because that's just what we do here on the show. And bring in my very best friend in the whole wide world, the wrestling realist, Patrick O'Dowd.
F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S.
You're 397.
Yeah, I flew too close to the sun.
The sun being the fighting Illini,
yeah,
whatever they are.
I also tweeted about the Oscars. That could have been part of it too.
Oh, that can do it.
I did. I don't even feel bad about it. You know, like, I love the Oscars. I'm a sucker for that show. I know a lot of people don't care about it. I love that show. Love it every year.
I know you do. I know you do. And I'm sorry, I just noticed I don't care. Someone on the Twitter misinterpreted my baby for Kofi as Bebe for Adam Cole. So, you know.
Oh dear. Well, you know.
Yeah, there's too many things these days.
Right.
Life is like a bunch of sound bites at this point. Like the issue that I have on the show is the issue that wrestling fans have with their lives.
Right. That was a riff on an Oscar-winning movie, by the way. Well done.
Yeah, good job, me. Completely planned.
Right, yeah. Not
at all.
It was in the script.
Let's bring Miranda in.
Yes, I was going to say, what do you even care? But that air horn at the end, it shows that you care. So
of course I care.
I'll let it slide.
Well, did I care about what? The fact that I played the wrong song?
Yes, like this is the Greg DeMarco show, and you just messed up my song. But
wait,
that's neither here nor there.
I drag them to be together so that I have them ready for your show, the hashtag Miranda show, which we will record after this one because it's we've given you your own show.
You're welcome.
So, you know. How things go. I get, you know,
oh,
nickname,
wow, that's so cute. It's like, oh God, what is that?
Patrick, Miranda's got a new nickname. You want to know what it is?
Sure.
So this actually, it makes perfect sense, believe it or not. This goes back to the shirts that are available at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, which you can pick yours up, you know, today. And we have regular T-shirts, and they got long-sleeve T-shirts, and they got the women's T-shirts. They also have soft-style T-shirts. And thanks to her T-shirt order, Miranda Morales is now officially the queen of soft-style.
Oh, okay.
Oh, soundbite.
Yes.
It needs a soundbite.
Hashtag queen. Yes.
Why are you still using hashtags?
I know.
What? You don't get to use hashtags.
I can use.
You guys know how to party.
I can use hashtags. I mean, you can, but you're just not. It doesn't really matter because you don't know what they are. It's not like you're on Twitter.
All right. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Like, we really, really do have a lot of things. It's that time of year. Like, things get crazy, and there's lots to talk about, and the wrestling world just basically sets itself on fire. And that's what we're in the middle of right now, is the wrestling world having set itself on fire. But there really is only one topic of conversation that could lead the way this week, and that is, of course, the return of the big dog of the World Wrestling Federation to Monday Night Raw.
Here comes the big dog. The big dog, Roman Reigns. The big dog. And we kick off Monday Night Raw live tonight in Phoenix, Arizona with the big dog.
Yeah, we have so much news. I forgot. I left Bruce Pritchard off the rundown this week. That's how much we have going on. I just realized that.
Bruce Pritchard was on the rundown this week?
We were going to talk about him. Like, we've been talking about that since the announcement.
Briefly.
He's a quick hit now.
Briefly.
He's a quick hit.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He's a move.
Miranda,
to quick
just
hit.
So you know, quick hits are things that we talk about briefly on the show. We don't talk about them at length. We talk about them briefly.
It's like two sentences.
Yeah. Briefly. Brief. Super short.
Greg, you're coming in hot today.
It's the big dog. The big dog's back.
Big dog's back. You feeling your oats?
Yeah. So Roman Reigns returned on Monday Night Raw. And he got quite the welcome, as he should and well-deserved. And, of course, he made the announcement that I think a lot of people were expecting, was that his leukemia is in remission, and basically informed everyone that the big dog – I can't even say the big dog without laughing now that I've played it so many times, that the big dog is back. And and then he got physically involved later in the show, which I think was quite exciting, threw a few Superman punches, got a little spear in on Drew McIntyre, and now, you know, we can speculate and talk about that here in a moment. But first, just reactions to the fact that Roman Reigns is back, and we can go ahead and talk about reactions to people who don't understand that the billion-dollar publicly traded company is not going to lie about a leukemia diagnosis. We'll go Patrick, then Miranda. Talk about the return of Roman Reigns.
You know, actually, for me, I was very happy. You know, I was like you. Like, when the announcement that he was going to be on Raw became public, I was assuming that meant that it was in remission, that he was going to be back. Mrs. O'Dowd, who happened to be in the room at the time, also mentioned, that it took 20 minutes too long to really get the announcement out, which,
right,
got it. And I laughed and I was like, but that's what wrestling does. But what I found really interesting, what I kind of reacted viscerally to, was just this weird level of like Twitter rage towards the WWE and Roman doing the announcement on Raw and announcing that they were doing it and you know, and releasing a shirt alongside of it as if that's not what they would do in multiple cases with, like, any of their performers. And it really just, to me, solidified, because the people who don't like Roman Reigns for no particular reason other than they don't like Roman Reigns, that it's not so much about, you know, anything other than their dislike of Roman Reigns, because plenty of other wrestlers have made heartfelt announcements that they're stepping down due to health reasons and have come back, and we were cool with it. In fact, one of them's a world champion right now. But because it's Roman Reigns, we're going to claim that the WWE is exploiting cancer and that they're just in it for some sort of profit, and that for some reason Roman Reigns needed to announce it differently, which is the other thing. Is like, what way does Roman Reigns announce that he's cancer-free that satisfies that population? Because the answer is there's no way.
Exactly. There is no way. People are never, ever, ever going to be happy. But Miranda's a happy person. Miranda, what do you think?
Yes, I am. I'm pretty much a happy person. Maybe not all the time, but a good portion of the time. And I was really happy to hear of Roman's return, to see him back. You could tell how happy he was to be back. And to have the synergy with the crowd that I don't remember the last time he truly has had, too, where they were hanging on every word. He was happy to be there. He was ecstatic to just be in that ring. The crowd was happy to see him. And that's something that a lot of us just haven't seen in a long time. So in some ways, it's almost unfamiliar. But going back to Patrick's point, yeah, I think that just as wrestling fans, in some ways we've become so jaded. One, with just wrestling, so we kind of assume everything is double-sided. You know, you never quite know what to believe. There's always, you know, some rhyme or reason behind something. And also, just as we talked about last week with just news and media, you know, people feel like they just can't trust anything. So there's already an added layer of skepticism. I think someone who had overcome such a serious disease and, you know, I mean, luckily he's in that ring, but this is something, too, he's dealt with for many, many years, and this is the first time he ever was really exposed, that we as fans saw that, and he kind of shared that. So I was just happy that he's back. He looked happy to be back. The crowd was happy to be back. So, you know, I wish everyone was happy, but apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, no, people are never going to fully be happy. What's interesting is before everyone was upset about the T-shirt and the fact that one was really so quick, people were mad about the fact that that Roman Reigns didn't give us updates along the way, that we weren't getting continual updates from Roman. He just, you know, gone for 4 months and then boom, he's back and he's talking about wrestling. And that is, and people were all mad about that. And I think it went down the way the man would want it to go down. Like, he is the leader of the WWE Universe. This is his yard now. We've got the soundbite. I don't see him delivering an update any other way than standing in the middle of the ring and talking to the WWE Universe.
And, yeah, and again, what blows my mind, who really gives a shit and who really feels like they need to get, like, why are you as a fan entitled to that information? Like, why as a fan do you feel that you have the right to say how anybody discloses anything about their health and personal life? Like why? Like, and don't give me the they're a public figure argument, because that's full of shit. Like, plenty of public figures have had deeply private lives and done whatever, but and not told us anything until, like, Gene Wilder. Nobody knew Gene Wilder was sick until, like, he died, and then people were like, "Oh yeah, he was sick."
But it's hard to do, especially in this day and age.
Well, but if you're a public figure and you choose to disclose it, that's your right. or and you have the ability to do it. If you choose not to disclose it, it's their right not to do it. It's not our right to force them to tell me, or to feel like you have to tell me every step of the way how chemo's going, or you know, what kind of therapy you're even doing. Because I think everybody just assumed, you know, when he stepped back for treatment, that he was going for chemo, because that's the only way that they know cancer is treated, which is hilarious. But
And ultimately, it's none of our business. I mean, take any personal situation that we go through. Yes, we are not public figures. We are not celebrities. We are not wrestlers. But everyone as a human being has the right to disclose or talk about whatever in their personal life is important to them. And that's something that's truly personal. There's a reason why he hasn't shared it before either. That's him and his family, and I think it's really selfish as fans to start demanding and asking, well, tell us how you're doing. It's none of our business.
Right.
I'm not going to – it really isn't. So, it is one thing to let fans know how they're doing, especially during such a hard time, but, you know, they don't owe us that. They don't owe us having to divulge so many personal things about their life. They don't owe that to anybody. So, you know, it's one thing to buy a ticket to a show and say what you want and say, well, I bought my ticket so I could say what I want. But ultimately, outside of the parameters of that, we are owed nothing.
Right, yeah. No, we're definitely owed nothing. What I think is funny is, I made the comparison and people got mad at me because it's not, you know, the exact same situation. But you remember when Daniel Bryan came back and I got all mad because they announced it ahead of time and I thought it should have been a surprise. And this time around, you know, people were comparing it to Daniel Bryan, how Daniel Bryan gave continual updates. And I, you know, almost wrote this article. Maybe I still will. I think Daniel Bryan wanted the attention because he was trying to get back in the ring and WWE wouldn't let him. Roman Reigns was doing everything he could to get back in the ring, and WWE was going to do everything they could to get him back there because the situation was very different. We weren't dealing with concussion issues and brain injury issues. So I think it's a convenient argument for people to make, but I think it's a very silly argument.
Yeah, I think that's valid. And I don't know if there's really much that we could add to that.
Yeah, I agree. Well, plus, there's more important things to talk about because – we're all excited that Roman Reigns is back, and he looked so happy, and the crowd went nuts, and people suddenly love him, and we can talk about how hypocritical fans are, and there are still people out there who are going to be stupid. But this is a wrestling show. We talk about wrestling. It's the road to WrestleMania. I mean, I can't imagine any scenario where Roman Reigns doesn't wrestle at WrestleMania at this point. Given the fact he got physically involved already, I just can't see any shot to where he doesn't. And we'll see how Miranda's connection is doing. But Miranda, do you see the big dog competing at WrestleMania? Okay, I can't hear anything from Miranda. She's going to – we got a little technical difficulties going on.
Oh.
Like I was saying, Patrick O'Dowd, do you see
– you repeat that?
Oh, there's Miranda. We got Miranda. So do you see any situation where Roman Reigns wrestles at WrestleMania?
Has not worked.
Okay, Patrick, do you see any situation where the big dog wrestles at WrestleMania?
Does Dean Ambrose have an opponent yet?
Nope.
Oh, sorry.
Sure doesn't. And that was originally, reportedly, the original plan.
Right.
Was Dean Ambrose. And I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, maybe go back to the Dean Ambrose well. You know, obviously, him getting physically involved with. Yeah, what was it? Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley was up there. Like any of those cronies,
right?
That were around in there would make a lot of sense. And with it being February 26th, there's still plenty of time to shake off a little rust and build a program. Plus, is Raw still got a pay per view?
Well, there's Fastlane. Raw, SmackDown, pay per views, but. We got Fastlane here in a couple of weeks. There's only 3 matches announced, maybe more now. I can't imagine.
But that's the place where they could storytell and,
of course,
and build into a WrestleMania match of some sort. Like he may not.
Yeah.
I don't think he's working a match at Fastlane,
I think
anything
he
like that by any what?
I think he will. I think we'll see the Shield. I think we'll see the Shield in a six-man tag at Fastlane against some group of Baron Corbin, Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, Elias, who got involved. Maybe there's an eight-man tag where we also involve Braun Strowman. So this way Roman can do little bits and pieces here and there, knock off some of that ring rust. And then maybe you get what you were talking about with Dean Ambrose. Maybe that's where Ambrose turns. Maybe it's the next night, and I think we're headed to Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose, like you were saying. It makes the most sense, or at least it makes the most sense after SmackDown. But Miranda, right, we're going to try this out. She is back. What do you think? Do you think Roman Reigns has a match at WrestleMania?
Whoa. That's a good question. Because as fans, we definitely weren't expecting it. And I think in some ways, we were now starting to become okay with not having him at WrestleMania and kind of how the card was rolling out. I think he could have a match at WrestleMania. I don't think it would be a taxing match, of course, as far as endurance, but he could definitely kind of like the idea that was said earlier about maybe, you know, reuniting with some other people that he may know, some kind of brotherhood, you know, that could lead to a, you know, a tag match with some other heels on the roster. So, I mean, you know, then now forever, I will always be a Shield mark. So I'm not going to lie. When they had that little moment on Monday, I was kind of like marking out about it. So maybe that's something that they do. I think it would be very cool to see that, especially if it's true and Dean is leaving. That is kind of a nice way to close things off and to let them be a team kind of one last time. But, you know, who knows? I think if anything right now, it's still so new. The idea to me is still so new that I'd really have to think about, you know, who would be a great opponent for him. To be honest, there's a lot that's changed in the past few months, and I'm just not sure.
Right. You know, it's funny because I think right now it could be the one time where maybe Seth Rollins regrets winning the Royal Rumble.
Right.
He wasn't already spoken for at WrestleMania with Brock Lesnar, because I think they would do a Shield triple threat match at WrestleMania if that were the case. Instead, I think what Patrick said before you came on, I think Ambrose turns yet again, and then we get Roman versus Dean Ambrose. Until what happened on SmackDown happened on SmackDown, I honestly thought you could see Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan, which Steve Cook ended up writing about today on the website, because it makes sense for Roman to eventually be on SmackDown anyway with the Fox move. But I think they're going in a completely different direction now on SmackDown. I think their direction just became really obvious, and we can talk about that here in a few minutes. But this is about Roman Reigns himself. The big dog is back. And I know we all saw it. We all loved it. How cool was the leukemia Twitter handle and also a leukemia patient just basically putting wrestling fans, including Dave Meltzer, in their place today? How amazing was that?
It was the best thing ever. You know, I mean, I'm a wrestling fan. I love wrestling fans, but sometimes, you know, especially the big conspiracy theorist ones out there have to be put in their place. And I think, again, we get so jaded in life where we start to think there's everything's a work. You can't trust anybody. And again, I know we've been primed to that, but this is someone's health, their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And to just go in and start, you know, attacking and also really addressing a lot of stereotypes of someone with an illness. They did a wonderful job saying that not everyone who has leukemia looks the same way. Everyone will have their own experience with it. And especially a man like Roman Reigns, who has been, you know, fit and has been worked out the majority of his life, mm-hmm. his experience with leukemia may look very different than someone else's. And so that whole Twitter exchange, not only, you know, defending Roman, but also really trying to break down that we see all the time in movies and TV, people who are sick and they're frail and they're, you know, on death's door. And that could be one side of the scenario with someone with leukemia, but it's so different with everyone. And I thought it was a really great way to showcase that.
Yeah, it was almost as if they were advocating for Roman Reigns a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and I serve as the advocate for the reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Champion.
Here comes the big dog.
Patrick, the whole T-shirt thing, like, seriously. Are people in the right to complain that a T-shirt was released basically the second his promo was over?
Well, for one thing, it was made available for purchase the second of his promo was over. Because that's all I saw it before his promo even started, and not on Roman. people, I think it was for sale at the arena, and somebody took a photo of it at the arena. And I think I saw it on Twitter. Again, I guess here's my real question is, what do you expect, fans? Like, what do you expect? Like, give me a break. Like, I don't think that they're in the right to be bitching and moaning that there was a shirt being promoted, because that's what any company does. Like, and it's not even this. Like, I've seen baseball teams do the same sort of thing. For players or celebrities or whatever, you know, or other groups. This backlash, in my mind, from folks on Twitter or the people who are being critical, I think is only because it's Roman Reigns. Like, if one of their quote-unquote beloved wrestlers, like if Finn Balor had cancer, and came back out of remission, and they did some sort of overcoming whatever T-shirt, you know, right after his thing came out, people would be all like, this is so great.
Of course they would.
And I really feel that. And I feel like...
Don't bring him into this. He didn't do nothing.
It's true. It's testicular cancer, not leukemia. Totally different. Got to worry about Finn Balor's dick.
Hashtag
but,
Finn Balor's dick.
They're right. Okay. Hashtag Finn Balor's dick. But no, and I think that's the thing. I think there's absolutely no reason for people to get bent out of shape over something. If you think it's tasteless that they put a T-shirt on them, don't buy the fucking shirt. Like,
right.
Just don't buy the fucking shirt. Like, who gives a shit?
I think the thing that people were saying was that they were mad that it wasn't overt, that WWE was donating the proceeds to cancer research or whatever. And I was like, you know, how do you know they're not?
So?
People, of course, threw the obvious back at me, which was, well, if they were, they'd be shouting it from the rooftops. To which I said, the WWE gives more money in a day to various charities and everything all over the world than most of us will in a lifetime. So no one
right.
has any room to complain. But since we brought up, you know, hashtag Finn Balor's dick.
That title sure does cover up those beautiful abs of yours. I'll make you a deal. You show me your abs, and I'll show you my...
Ooh,
go away, Leo! Go away!
The best part of that is actually Corey Graves at the end.
Go away, Leo.
Go away. Saying what everyone else wants. How many nerdy wrestling fans are downloading sound bites of Alexa Bliss talking and then using them at the most opportune moments of their lives, I guess is the best way to put it. I'm sure there are lots.
You know,
I'm pretty sure it's like some people's ringtones at this point.
Well, and she's got the voice for it. I'm not going to lie. Like, she's got the voice for it. She's heading that direction with the character. It's the basement dweller's wet dream. Patrick, you ready? You ready to do the thing?
One thing. We can do the thing. Let's do the thing.
Agencies around the world are receiving breaking news that CM Punk has sneezed while at a hockey game, which clearly indicates he has signed a new contract with WWE. He then confirmed his return by tweeting something completely unrelated to wrestling. Backstage sources believe he'll come back at SummerSlam, but plans may change.
Patrick, this is Leigh Emery, and I just wanted to say that I love Patrick Adele.
Oh, no, the snow. Bullshit, 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 bullshit.
The wrestling realist Patrick O'Dowd's bullshit internet report of the week.
All right, have at it.
So, as most people probably know, there was also some behind-the-scenes news that popped up at the end of the week last week. As Arn Anderson was released by the WWE. shortly after Arn Anderson was released by the WWE, we had a report that came out February 24th. And the thread that I had to follow to get to the original source was Dave Meltzer, because it's always Dave Meltzer. But I found this report as I was reading through 411 Mania, who got the report from Ringside News, who got the report from Wrestling Observer Radio. And so
that's a chain.
It is a little bit of a chain. You know, got to follow it all the way back, though, Miranda. And so the news came out that Arn was released, and then after 18 years with the company as a road agent and a producer, and the initial speculation was that it was due to WWE's recent hiring of new producers, or that Anderson was retiring or anything like that. But no, in fact, according to this report from Dave, it's because AA was fired after an incident over a house show with Vince McMahon. He said, quote, "Arn got fired. It's an incident. Everyone is pretty much keeping quiet about what it was, but it was an incident with Vince. I know people who are siding with Arn. I know people who are siding with Vince. I don't know the whole details of the incident, other than it was something at a house show that evidently wasn't handled well, and Arn took the blame for that. Arn and Vince were not really on the best of terms. There had been a lot of situations over the years, and another one not too long ago. You know, the thing with Arn is he's well-liked by key people, Triple H, John Cena. You know, he's John Cena's agent." End quote.
Boy, that's just...
Can I just talk about how wonderfully detailed and precise the description of said incident and all of the incidents that have happened over the 18 years that Arn Anderson has worked here that has led to the clear animosity between
the
two?
By the way, how many times over the past 18 years have we heard about one of these incidents?
Never, really.
Zero.
Man,
a grand total of zero. So here's the thing. This is yet another example of how wrestling news works. And we talked about this in the Facebook chat that we do, because we can't do a DM because that involves Twitter. So we're not going to do that until WrestleMania goes like I said it was going to go. Then Miranda will have to get Twitter. But we're going to go a whole show this week not talking about Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, or Charlotte Flair. So it's really exciting. And
too late.
I know, right? That's why it worked until you ruined it. So that's okay. But this is how this thing works. Okay, so Dave Meltzer reports something, and let me go backwards. Dave Meltzer, for everything that's negative or whatever people say about him, there was a time where he had sources, and that's something that I think needs to be recognized. There was a time where he had a lot of information, where he got good information, and now those sources have all dried up. And it goes back to 2004 when Vince McMahon had a big meeting. Eric Bischoff has actually talked about this meeting on his show, where Vince basically said, look, if you're talking to anybody, you're going to be gone. And it all dried up from there. And even when he had sources, he was going to report news from that source's perspective. So if Rob Van Dam told Dave Meltzer that no one liked, you know, Dave Lagana, then Meltzer was going to report as no one in the locker room likes Dave Lagana. And really, maybe it was just Rob Van Dam. Now, I'm using Rob Van Dam for a reason, because it's actually kind of well known that Rob Van Dam was one of his sources backstage. And, you know, and once Rob Van Dam got popped and got in trouble, he never got a push again. So think about some of that. But those sources are gone. Now, Dave Meltzer does get good information, like attendance, like financial figures, things that are publicly available that any one of us could get if we just try hard enough. He does the legwork, and so he gets that. So he has that information. Then there's this factor of where Dave Meltzer will speculate things and say that maybe something happened for this reason, or maybe this could happen. Purely really his opinion, or just him speculating out loud, idiots online will turn into wrestling news because it generates clicks. And then there's the fact that his sources have dried up and he just has to make things up to fill in the blank. This is the latter, the third of all three of those. This is where something happens and Dave Meltzer basically says, okay, I don't know anything about this, so I'm going to make something up. And that's what happened here, in my humble, not-so-humble opinion.
I mean, is yeah, because if there's just no information in this report. That's the crazy thing about this, and why for me it was just fascinating how face value, because this thing got published everywhere. In fact, pulling the curtain back entirely, like Greg was like, "What's the story we're writing with today?" And I was like, "The Arn Anderson one." And you're like, "How am I supposed to know?" Like everybody's.
So I knew it was the Arn Anderson story. I just didn't know which copy of the Arn Anderson story.
Bear in mind,
because there were 40 million.
I had put the link in our message thread earlier
like
in the
day
week.
Ago, Greg's which means it was 40. I'm not scrolling.
All I did was scroll up and copy and paste it and move it back down.
Well, I'm glad
anyway,
you can scroll.
Well, yeah, I understand technology the way apparently you don't, you old fart.
watch out for Keith.
I told you. But anyway, it's
wow,
to
wow,
me, it's just
wow,
say,
wow.
If you're looking at this report and you're reading it, and it's like an incident at a house show. Which, how many house shows does Vince attend now? I'm actually legitimately interested
in that.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Vince doesn't, I mean, that's how you know it's already fake. Vince doesn't go to house shows.
it doesn't mean that it happened at the house show. It could have been over
a house show.
Because they do still have to report back on all the house show happenings.
Yeah.
But,
well,
here's the look, we know this is bullshit. That's why we have this thing, right? We know it's 100% bullshit. But we also have Miranda Morales, who was really good at going the other direction, and is really good at coming up with her own conspiracy theory. So let's find out what really happened. Take it away, hashtag Queen of Soft Style.
Wow, and you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I have other better theories for some other stories that we may or may not talk about this week. But
well, you know, you have your own show.
You have your own show later tonight
that we're gonna record.
I do. Yeah. Which we may talk about there. Who knows? But you know, you try and put some information out there about Lacey Evans, and then everyone assumes you're a conspiracy theorist when you're just trying to make sense of things that don't make sense. So, you know, that's how this all started. But, you know, in my defense, sometimes you got to try and put logic to things that don't make sense in order for them to make sense. If you all follow me on that.
Scott
in
Steiner
this
doesn't
case,
even follow you right now.
Yeah. but in this case, with Arn Anderson versus Vince McMahon, well, one, I mean, Vince put the story out there so people know to not cross the boss, because that's really what it comes down to, is that, you know, you cross the boss, you get fired. And I've heard people say that exact term. Well, he got fired because he crossed the boss. And, hey, you know, it doesn't matter if it was about, you know, a match, or it was about, you know, a game of marbles they were playing. Don't cross Vince McMahon or else you're out of there. So, I mean, he has to keep the rep up, as they say, out on the streets. You know, when you got your rep up, people follow. So, if anything, as far as the actual argument that they may or may not have had, to be honest, I'm not sure about that whole thing. To me, I heard that after the big matter-of-fact thing about him leaving. I understood this first, whereas I think a lot of us, as we heard about a lot of the newer agents that they were signing on, that they were just getting rid of some people. So, you know, looking at the list of other agents, it was just his time to go, so they just got rid of Arn to make way for some other people like Joseph Parks and Sanjay Dutt, even Jeff
Jarrett,
those kinds of things. Yeah, I mean, and really, I mean, that's a whole other conspiracy about a bunch of people from TNA coming in. I have a whole spy conspiracy one day I'll talk about, but that's for another show like mine.
Can't wait to your show. We got some fun.
Yeah, wait till my show. But really, I think it was just a way to for Vince to get, you know, just the word out that he's still the boss and nobody messes with him.
That was this week's conspiracy from Miranda Morales. I'm not going to play I'll play a little bit of it. I think it's very simple. If we were to play a game of connect the dots here, I think it's super simple. It's kind of like when Bruce Pritchard got fired. He wasn't fired over a gun incident. The gun incident was an excuse to get rid of somebody who was in the way. And if anything happened, it was basically an excuse to get rid of Arn Anderson because they have all these new agents right now. Vince likes to shake things up. He doesn't like to hear from the same people for years after years after years after years. So I'm not surprised that maybe it was just time for Arn to go. I guarantee you, he got paid on the way out. That's the way Vince does business. He will take care of you even when you get fired. Just like, you know, Bruce Pritchard detailed when he got fired the first time. They took very good care of him despite the fact that he was fired. So, and of course, now Bruce Pritchard, maybe we can talk about a little bit later. But hope you're ready, Miranda. Yeah, right? We'll get it going.
Theories. I got theories left and right.
No, I'm just hoping you're ready because it's time. It's no longer the theme song of the week. It's now the Royal Rumble entrance of the week. So we're going to do the quick hits, and the quick hits are designed to be just that, quick. I gotta find the music for the quick hits because it's somewhere deep in
bang,
the...
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, right?
Try to stop. Bang, bang,
bang,
bang.
Bang, here it comes.
Bang.
Quick hit. Bang. Yeah, I gotta find it.
Bang,
bang. Bang, bang. That's Mick Foley. It's different. That's not the same thing. But I'm going to find it. I'm just going to scroll until we get there.
And
maybe.
We're looking, searching.
Here we go.
Bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang.
Quick hits.
Bang.
That was been around since, what, like week four of the program? Like, we've had that one for a long time.
It's been
time.
Around for a while.
It has. Big Dave Bautista is back, attacked Ric Flair. Flair never actually got to be a part of his birthday celebration. It was all just done to set up Big Dave versus Triple H at WrestleMania. I'm going to go first. I got to be honest. I absolutely love it. This was like – this kind of fits with what everything Big Dave has said in interviews. Like, he wanted an Attitude Era-like thing for him to do, and he wants to be the bad guy, and this all really just fits with everything that he said before. If you're going to have part-timers, you might as well have them wrestle each other. I'm all for Big Dave versus Triple H. Miranda, what do you think?
Yes, I loved it. I think it added to Raw. Overall, the show was great, but that ending, too, really, you know, took me back to those kind of dramatic endings of what happened, you know, what's going to happen. I was a big fan of how they also, you know, leveraged Ric Flair's birthday to, you know, bring Batista back. Loved it.
Well done. Well done. Patrick?
Yeah, count me in, too. Great way to bring Dave back. Loved the intensity of Dave shouting into the camera to wrap up the show and Triple H chasing after it. And that was just it. Like, fade to black with, you know, the dead Ric Flair laying down on the ground and Trips attending to poor Rick. He dead.
Oh, no.
Dead Ric Flair.
Dead Ric
Flair. He'll live forever at this point.
I mean, he drug Rick around like a dead fish. It was crazy.
He did. I'm not even going to search for it, but it'd be Rusev going, take the fish. I'm not going to find the soundbite.
Take the fish. Yeah, he did. But, he did. great way to bring it back. And like you said, totally okay with two part-timers being a nice little special attraction match, maybe the first third of the show.
Yeah, it'd be good. We'll be excited for it.
Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang! Bang! Here I come. Bang!
Quick hits.
Vince McMahon on this recent episode of SmackDown, which, of course, taped right before we recorded this show a day ago, for those of you who were listening, took Kofi Kingston out of the Fastlane title shot and gave it to the returning Kevin Owens. Patrick, we'll let you go first.
So I didn't watch SmackDown. So why? Like, was it just because?
Because
like,
Vince.
Literally, and I'm actually asking that honestly. Like, I haven't seen SmackDown.
I haven't seen it either.
Miranda?
I saw it. I was stunned by it. But
really,
yeah, Vince
like
McMahon. Yeah, they were in doing the contract signing with Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston. Stephanie and Shane were in there. Everything was going well. Vince comes out and he said, "You know, Kofi, it's been great. You've been great. However, I don't think you deserve this title shot. I'm going to give it to someone who I think deserves it. Kevin Owens comes in." Signs the paper. Now he's in Fastlane.
You know,
main event.
As you say that, the exact thing that goes into my mind is Vince McMahon going, "We need Charlotte Flair." Like this, it's just the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same story. It's Kofi Lynch.
It's good enough for all the shows. Like, whoever wins the Cruiserweight tournament on 205 Live is going to be replaced by Noam Dar, because that's what Vince McMahon wants. It's going to be amazing.
Right.
Noam Dar, Patrick, is a Cruiserweight on 205 Live.
I think I saw him in that inaugural tournament.
You did.
So here's my thought about this. I think, Greg, you just joked about it, but you nailed it. Like, I think we might be getting Kofi Mania. We might be getting Kofi Mania. I think that's where we're going. Maybe in a triple threat.
Exactly.
That's
my
going.
Favorite part. You got what you wanted. You're getting Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. I think they just took the two things and switched them, because I'm sure Kevin Owens is going to be like, "Okay, I just came back. I'm not going to get title shot at WrestleMania. Fine. Kofi deserves it. Kofi earned it." I think that's where we're going. I think it really is going to be Kofi Mania. And that's if you were to pick, should Kofi get the title shot at Fastlane or should Kofi get the title shot at WrestleMania? What would you pick?
Oh, Mania.
Of course. It's an
interesting way to kind of hold over the story until Mania, which is not a complete copy and paste of what's happening with the women now, but it is an interesting way to kind of
be closer than you think. Like, I bet next week New Day threatens to quit because Kofi got removed from the match.
Right.
I'm sure that's what they're going to do.
They were pretty upset, I have to admit. Like, Kofi was pretty stone-faced during the announcement, and the other members of the New Day, they were livid. They were angry, so I just, like, some kind of rioting, you know, some kind of New Day riot, I'm for. Riot.
I think them standing up for their boy is great. I love Kofi just being like, he's like, "Nah, if he's the one who's like standing on the outside of it, and letting his buddies, you know, kind of take that heat for him, great." I think that tells a good story.
It does, and they'll probably get involved in the match at Fastlane once you set things up for WrestleMania. Like, I think it's going to be fantastic. And maybe we can have Kofi teaming with people that aren't the New Day. Like, seriously.
Right.
Stop putting Kofi in tag matches with people other than the New Day. It just doesn't make sense to have Kofi teaming with the different people. But that
like
is
Kevin Owens, the guy
here.
Who just took his spot.
Exactly. It was finally – what move have I been saying Kevin Owens you can start using as a finisher? I'll just answer it for you. It's the stunner, and that's what he's using now. So, go me.
Bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang.
Quick hits.
Bang.
It's truly a quick hit. You get a three-word maximum for this quick hit. All three of us do. We each get three words, not one word each. Nine total words. You get a three-word maximum. Patrick, you get to go first. The Hardy Boys, Matt and Jeff Hardy, are back together again.
Oh, shit. They aren't retired?
Miranda?
Nostalgia is cool, right?
Was that an apostrophe, yes?
I think so. Oh, okay. I'm going to give it to her.
We'll count it. We'll count it. It's better than my. Who fucking cares?
Bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang.
Quick hits.
Bang.
Like, we're just getting them versus the Usos at WrestleMania. It doesn't matter. It's obvious. Bruce Pritchard is back. We teased it. We talked about it. We joked about it. Got fired back in 2008. Now he's back. There were some reports that he's actually been there for a few weeks. Who knows? But people are like, oh, it's Bruce Pritchard obviously ran Raw this week because it was so much better when Bruce Pritchard was the guy they would complain about so many years ago. Patrick, your thoughts on Bruce Pritchard being back in the fold with Vince McMahon?
Oh, I was less surprised than a lot of people, seeing as Bruce has been on the record of saying that he put himself out there and said, if you ever want me back, I'd love to come back. And they were like, we don't have anything for you right now. And it looks like they have nothing for him now. So good on Bruce.
Yeah, I think he said, like, I think Connor has asked him, like, what would it take? And he's basically said the phone has to ring. So
right, yeah, yeah. Like,
standards and requirements are low.
So I did some calculating of numbers, and here's the funny thing about this. So you've listened to Something to Wrestle With before, especially Patrick has. How many different times per episode would you say they go away for commercials? Just if you had to guess.
For Something to Wrestle?
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4, depending on
the
show.
Least.
Yeah.
Plus, if you look at the beginning and the end of the show, they're probably upwards.
Yeah,
of 5 or 6.
I don't really listen to those. Yeah, but I thought
if we call
like literal breaks in the show.
So if you call it 4, all right? If you call it 4, I can tell you, and this is firsthand knowledge because I inquired about it. It's $2,500 to be a sponsor for 1 week of that show. So that's $10,000 per week right there. That's $500,000 in sponsorship. Now, if you factor in their live shows, which I was able to put together, they're probably bringing in about $200,000 a year. If you go $35 a ticket, average size about 400 people, they do it twice a month. So there's 24 in a year. Like, you can kind of do all that together. Basically, I've been able to guesstimate all on the lower end, plus their Patreon. Remember, they have 500 people on their Patreon paying a minimum of $5 or $10 a month. That's if no one signed up for the higher tiers, and you know how wrestling fans are. They've signed up for the higher tiers.
Right.
That right there was also another like $200,000 over the course of a year. You split it in half, he's pulling in like $400,000 off of this. WWE is not going to let him continue to do this. Like, it's just not what they do. They're not going to have somebody giving away insider information while they're employed by WWE. So they're paying him more than $400,000. This is a big, huge deal to get Bruce. Plus, he doesn't want to be on the road. He talked about that. Like, he likes being at home. So now then they're having him travel to TV and to pay-per-views, and probably on pay-per-view weeks he'll go to Stanford like it used to be. But still, he's traveling more than he was before. So this is a big, big deal. Like, it probably took a lot more than just, you know, the phone ringing, but they got to be paying him at least $500,000, if not more, to come back for
right.
Well, and they have the money now. I mean, I think too, in the past, they probably just didn't have that money for to pay other roles, other members of the backstage team. So that now have the finances now to not only bring on a bunch of new agents, but bringing someone back like Bruce. I mean, it's a big deal. So I think it's really interesting now to see what he'll do back in this new frame of WWE. I mean, he left a while ago, and a lot of things have changed, and so I'm curious to see what things he'll bring back or what things will stay the same. And you even mentioned, well, you know, if it doesn't work out, then I'll have some new material for, you know, when the show comes back.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
He can go right back. Ain't like Conrad's going to turn him away. So, yeah, I mean, it's the perfect – it's kind of like Cody the Bucks and Kenny Omega. All Elite Wrestling doesn't work out, they're going to WWE. Like, it's just it's the safety net. It's perfectly fine, and it's good for them to have that. And no, I can't blame them at all for that. It's kind of funny because he was fired to get rid of him, to get him out of the way so Stephanie and Triple H could be in charge. Now they got to work together, and he's reportedly reporting directly to Vince, and who knows – What I think is funny is that some of these reports, and we did the bullshit earlier, but people said that, you know, Vince wasn't happy with Raw, and then all of a sudden Conrad or Bruce Pritchard is hired. Like, this probably took weeks at minimum.
Yeah,
to
like
get
this
done.
Wasn't like some random. Yeah, it's just insane to sit there and think, oh yeah, they just Vince one day was like, call Bruce on the phone and make it happen. Like, I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, like, I don't know if he's been there for weeks as a consultant, but I think that this took weeks to put together.
I think that so many people want to believe that wrestling is still operating the way it did in 1984.
Well, in 1984, they actually planned it months in advance. Like,
but in 1984, they would plan six months at a time. But we still had things like territories, and you still, like, when you look at, like, I think about it in the terms of when there was a time, or let's even go this way, in that, you know, the span when, well, I went too far back. How about the Attitude Era, where things really were being done on the fly at different points? People really believe that that is a good way to run a wrestling company because they haven't gone back and watched the Attitude Era. Like, we haven't talked about St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
When we do,
it's WrestleMania season.
Yeah,
but that show, that
March,
show is
maybe we'll talk about it.
That show is peak everything wrong with the Attitude Era, in terms of just being all over the place and frenetic.
That's
or
true.
Watch WCW in 1999 when Russo and Bischoff was burned out and people really were just sort of not having a plan. Well, and even
that's
Eric will admit on 83 Weeks that when the NWO started, he even said that they didn't have a long-term plan for the NWO.
Right.
It took off in a way that they didn't expect,
right,
and then it became a thing that they had to perpetuate. So, you know, I get that you might want the late 90s, but the late 90s wasn't a great way to run a wrestling company. People just got really lucky. They just got really lucky.
They did. Let's transition to something in honor of Miranda's new favorite soft style t-shirt.
It's time for another edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Miranda, what is your new favorite soft style t-shirt say on the front of it?
It is Baron Corbin Sucks.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
And, of course, you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up your brand new Baron Corbin Sucks t-shirt. I was very, very proud of that t-shirt and super happy with how.
Yes, I'm very, very excited. I'm getting it in the red. But I believe it's also in navy. It's in another color. So if it works,
it is
if
also
the soft style shirt works out in red, I might as well get it in blue too, you know?
That's not a bad idea. So I have to – and we also got the Chair Shot 316 shirt up there. And I have a couple other ideas. Miranda, you may have to type this out for me so I can do it. How do you say the big dog in Spanish?
The big dog in Spanish. El grande perro.
Oh, see, that's so perfect. Yeah, we're gonna have to come up with a big dog in Spanish t-shirt.
Dude,
I think.
Dude, are you okay? God,
yeah, why?
Like, did you like audibly sigh? Like, yeah, basically. Instead of Mandy's.
Yeah.
It's too exciting. Like, it's an addiction.
It's just Roman Reigns, man.
Yeah, it's important, though, in perro to roll your R's, because if you say pedo or pedo, it means fart in Spanish. So make sure, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's just a pedo is a fart. So you just make sure, ladies and gentlemen, when you're trying to say dog in Spanish, you got to roll those R's.
Of course.
Perro.
Yeah, we'll get the proper spelling and everything later, but it's exciting.
Here comes the big dog! The big dog, Roman Reigns! The big dog! And we kick off Monday Night Raw live tonight in Phoenix, Arizona with the big dog!
Wow.
who's, I really got to start keeping track of this. Whose turn is it to be the contestant? I don't even know.
I don't know. Is this thing on?
Is it my turn? Is it my turn?
Hello? Yeah. It's your turn. Sure. It's your
is
turn.
It my turn? Okay.
So, we'll say it's your turn.
Taylor, as we all know, is our example here. Taylor made a big return this past Monday night, much like our good friend Roman Reigns. However, when Taylor came back, people weren't touting it as the return of the big dog. They were touting it as the return of the big blank. So Taylor returned somewhere to something, it doesn't matter, this past Monday night. And much like Roman Reigns, instead of being the return of the big dog, it was the return of the big blank. So think about your things.
I gotta change it because that was just too mean. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just gonna text Roman Reigns to Greg. I'm not even gonna share it with Miranda because I think
Roman Reigns did return from a form of cancer, so I understand where you're going. And
No.
There's a lot of things that we could say. Are you guys ready? Do you have your things? Do you know what you're gonna say?
I'm ready.
Patrick, are you ready? Did you change yours?
I have Miranda go first.
Okay. Well, I gotta go first on the contest. So Taylor, much like Roman Reigns and the return of the big dog this Monday, Taylor has returned as well. But instead of being the return of the big dog, it was the return of the big blank. And I decided, I'm just laughing because I saw Patrick's text message to me, and you're a terrible human being who's going to hell. But you're going there with me, so it's okay. I'll be good. I'll find him well. Because I said instead of the return of the big dog, it was the return of the big fraud. Miranda? Miranda?
I have her as the return of the big hair. Yes.
The return of the big hair. Not a match. Yes. It's okay, though.
No.
She does have big hair. Yes, she does. Patrick, I know you. Well, you didn't say because you texted to me.
I think I'm gonna do it. I can't think of another one.
You? Oh, you're gonna do it?
Should I?
I don't know.
I can't do it. I mean, I don't know.
You know, sometimes games just run out of time.
Yeah.
This is the One Girl Revolution, Taylor Hendricks, and you are listening to The Greg DeMarco Show.
It's time to get off.
You guys know how to party.
All I can say, Patrick.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you for letting me off the hook on that one. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you would have. It would have been bad.
It's mean spirited.
Right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out.
So 3 minute warning this week. We didn't do an update last week, so we gotta get an update this week. So let's give it the pay per view picks theme song.
Let's get ready to rumble.
And Miranda has teased for us a little bit of a shift in the stand. Something shifted at least.
Yes. Let me. Look at my calculations. Do boo bell buttons. Do 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 do. This is a little fancy machine I have here. Overall, and I'm only looking really at myself, but there was some really big surprises with our picks. Overall, I led with my heart with most of them, and it led me to be in last place. I'm pretty sure. You know, it happens. You guys warned me. I had my little celebratory moment in January, and then I went straight down to the bottom. But as far as big picks, the distinguishing picks, I did lead with my heart and got Sasha and Bayley for the women's elimination chamber match for the women's tag team championships, while both of you gentlemen had picked Tamina and Nia. So you were wrong all there. But,
no, we were right. WWE was wrong. Keep going.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Sure. But to my surprise, both of you, and a good surprise, both of you correctly predicted Finn Balor winning the Intercontinental Championship match. So because of that, it kind of all evened out. And as well, both successfully picking the Usos to
win the tag title.
Right, because as we all know, it's not paranoia. It's the vicious cycle of WWE tag team booking.
Very much so.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. Now, we all were surprised as far as Braun losing the match against Baron Corbin. And I do have to make a big retraction when it comes to a pick that I had put down for Gray. I had incorrectly stated that you had put Buddy Murphy. Tozawa. I said that you were Tozawa. Okay. I thought
right. You
were giving me stuff about how I said, you know, did I pick Tozawa? And I'm like, yeah, you did. And I'm looking at my notes. You did. So that puts you down. But I think overall, then, the winner or the top picks for Elimination Chamber is Patrick. Getting the most amount of picks right. So,
look at this.
So do I have to go back and listen to the show now to see if I really picked Tozawa? Because I didn't. Maybe I did. Maybe.
I don't think
I probably
you
won't
did.
Go back.
I don't remember.
I don't think I did either.
Oh. It's fine.
If it's important enough, I'll go back and listen, but I probably won't.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, that is the only thing kind of putting you and Patrick in differences with your picks. So, again, that's what I have written down.
Main event Murphy.
Yeah.
I stole that, by the way. That's trademark Ray Cash of the Outsiders Edge and Chair Shot Radio. He called him Main Event Murphy.
So, to Patrick with the picks and, you know, me in last place again, maybe. Started from the top and then I'm here at the bottom.
Well, Patrick usually leads. Like he likes to end up at the top of these things. Usually he does end up at the top of this stuff over time. So,
because the head picks usually win out most of the time over the heart picks.
Right.
You pick with your heart at WrestleMania.
Especially this year.
But then like with most of the other like pay per views. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever the fans predict on Twitter, just pick the opposite. Like, that's kind of what you need to do.
Yeah, no kidding.
What?
So
this
is that
better happening?
Do we have overall standings? Do we have overall standings? How does that work?
We probably do. I just have a calculator going in.
That's okay. Next week.
You know, that's been busy. Did you hear Roman Reigns came back yesterday? I mean, that's such a big deal.
I didn't hear about that. I didn't know Roman.
How about that?
Yeah.
You mean the big dog? The big dog came back?
Here comes the big dog. The big dog, Roman Reigns. The big dog. And we kick off Monday Night Raw live tonight in Phoenix, Arizona with the big dog.
All day. I literally had to ask people because I wrote the column about it before it happened, telling people just to be happy. One of my favorite phrases is the big dog of the World Wrestling Federation, and no one can tell me where it started. They tried to attribute it to one person. That person was like, nope, wasn't me. They say it on the Outsider's Edge, but they don't know where they got it from. From somewhere, someone started the big dog of the World Wrestling Federation, and it's just so perfect. So I don't know where it came from. So nice. I was like, maybe Michael Cole slipped and said that, but no, Michael Cole's too perfect for that. He would never do that. So,
right.
Yeah, Roman Reigns is back. I don't know if you guys know this, but Roman Reigns is back. Patrick, you are 2 weeks away from daylight savings time or whatever it is.
I know, right?
By the time of this show.
When y'all make this later and then these overrun start to impact my morning commute. I'm a fall asleep at the wheel one day, and I'm gonna blame you all.
You should.
Oh no.
You really should. That's right. But not
great.
This week. Not
no,
this week and not
Miranda.
Next week. Yes, blame Miranda.
Miranda, blame Greg. You're the one with the buzzer.
Hashtag Greg's fault.
It's the Greg DeMarco show. Like, literally, the man's the name on it. That's why you blame Greg. It's his show.
Could do that. Or we can blame the new person.
I was looking for it and forgot that I had moved it to make my life easier here in a minute. But
that's funny.
Yeah. Next week, by the way, I haven't told you guys yet, but it became official earlier today. Next week, we here on the Greg DeMarco Show will be joined. It will no longer be 2-on-1. It will actually be the odds will be evened as we'll be joined by, I don't know the proper way to pronounce it. Some people have said it's a tout. Some people said it's a toot. Alicia Atout will join us next week on the show. Miranda's first guest. I mean, Steve Cook's not really a guest.
No,
right.
I know.
We're going to forget about that show. That show didn't
Yeah, it never happened.
Yeah, it's me marking out from all the awkward noises and mass and, you know. You know
you practicing?
No, actually, see that a little bit. My marking out awkward sounds. So stay tuned for that, everyone.
If you do that next week, that's going to be hilarious and recorded and probably become a soundbite. So that would be fantastic. If you could just go ahead and do that, that would be great. Yeah. Really, really exciting. So here we go. So we got Patrick 397 trying to get that up here this week. Maybe you can be 400 again. Dude, Patrick's gone already. Brandy, he just dropped like nothing. Gone.
What happened?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's probably like, it's late. I want to go to bed. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He heard the music start, and he was like, done. At Wrestling Realist. Let me turn it right down. At Wrestling Realist on the Twitter. It's WrestlingRealist. Follow him. Let's get him back to 400. Because it's Patrick O'Dowd. I was going to mention, and I'll mention it now, anybody local here in the state of Arizona, I should probably know the date. I'm going to look up the date real quick. I have been asked to help out with a wrestling show coming up here this May. A little thing known as the IZW Reunion Show.
Wow.
Got my start for Rising Phoenix Wrestling back in the day. And we, of course, eventually, you know, joined up with IZW, which had been going on strong since the early 2000s. Saturday, May 18th, 2019, at the Sun Studios in Tempe, Arizona. We'll be. You won't see me on, even though I did have an onstage role. I don't want to do that. My thing was at the end. I really, it's not what I do these days. I will be helping run things backstage for ICW. Have a meeting this week actually to go over and plan some of that stuff. But yeah, I'll be there. You can see me before and after the show, not during, because I want other people to get that opportunity. But yeah, come go check it out. Tickets are available now, and it's only $12 for general admission tickets, and it goes to a good cause, fundraiser for Jerry Gray, which is another local person who's done a lot of good things and would love to see that happen. So let's pack the Sun Studios and have a lot of fun there. Miranda, when's your next show? We forgot to talk about the last couple.
Yeah, no. My next show, it is March 23rd out in Peoria, Arizona, with the Arizona Wrestling Federation, Dire Consequence. Our March
right.
show. So I am a ring announcer for Arizona Wrestling Federation. You can find out more information on ArizonaWrestlingFederation.com. They are also on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So you can check out all the latest information on our next show, Dire Consequence, March 23rd in Peoria.
Why is it consequence and not consequences? I don't think that's just...
Right? Okay. So when I first announced the show, I said Dire Consequences. And,
of course.
And Gabe, and you may know Gabe, he turned to me and he's like, oh, it's Dire Consequence. I was like, okay, because why does that make sense? But yeah, naturally, it's I say consequences, but apparently there's only one consequence.
Yeah, only one consequence in the whole show. There's going to be one one dire consequence. Yeah. And someone tell Charlie that consequence ends in an S and there's three W's in WWW. Just make sure he knows that. So just something I noticed. That's all. Just a little something here and there that I noticed. If you want information on the Impact Zone Wrestling Show, you can search on Facebook IZW Reunion Show. And you'll find that information there as well. So lots of good, for those of you who are local, lots of good things coming up. We actually managed to talk the whole length of the Silk Stockings song that usually ends the show. So I got to play something else now to end the show so that we can transition. And I'm just going to scroll. I'm going to find something. Oh, Miranda likes this.